everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
That's how we compete with the Christmas music stations. That's all we can do.
Yeah, it's another Clay Rowe masterpiece.
Yeah. He put that together a few years back, and it's a classic.
Yeah.
And that's all we got as far as KFI Christmas music. That's
all we'll play.
It's
the last John and Ken show. John Kobelt, Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. And we're on till 4 o'clock. After 4 o'clock, if you're going to want to hear the whole thing today, John and Ken On Demand podcast. I'm going to take a few days off, and Tuesday the 12th, I start by myself. So please be there.
The John Kobelt Show.
Right.
You know who's coming on this hour?
Who?
The guy that won the bid to co-host with you for an hour.
Oh, that's right. Yes. I know. Yeah,
we found out who he is. We did a massive background check, and I guess he's okay to come on and talk about...
He is an attorney.
But this is kind of a... Yeah, he is an attorney. But doesn't this ruin the fun of him just coming on the air kind of cold when he co-hosts
with you? Well, we got to see what he's like.
Oh, a little screening. Yeah. Look, he's already paid. You can't... You got to give him his hour. Did you work out a date yet? Because I got to make sure I'm in town.
No. Maybe we could do that when he comes on. We have a live farewell message from Ray Lopez, our longtime
producer. I was wondering when it would be his turn.
24 years he's been with us. Ray?
Has it been that long?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh, the other evil station. Yes.
Yeah. You know, that evil station was evil.
Well, you were a good employee there. They loved you.
Hey, I was the turd that rose to the bowl over there. How's that?
You stepped right up. You wanted to produce our show. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember our program director, Drew Hayes, at the time. He gave me didn't really give me a choice. He just said, hey, here's what we're doing. John and Ken are coming, and I need someone I trust to work with them. And then I remember we met. You know, and this was like secretive stuff, and we had this secret meeting at the Roll and Rye restaurant in Culver City. Remember that place?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And I met you guys, and you guys said, here's what we want. We tell you what to do, so do it. If we have people in the news stories we want to talk to, we give you the news story, and you go and find them.
That must have been Ken.
Yeah, and it was quite a while ago, and I'd been working, talk radio.
And let's make it clear, you were a board operator then. You were not a producer.
Yeah, I was a board op, but I kind of understood what Drew wanted to do with you guys. Yeah. I was working with Larry Elder at the time, that wasn't really getting me anywhere. And Larry's a good guy. Don't get me wrong, but I learned a lot you know, my work with him, but it was time for me to grow some, you know, time to take off my panties and put my big boy pants. And Drew gave me the shot. And he said, you know, I am going to, you know, I need you to win. You know, I need you to, and we'd have these meetings after the show, and man, he would, if he didn't like it, you know, at the time, guys, you remember who we were working for.
Oh, I know. That's the real story.
This is a great moment to tell everyone. We all got fired except Ray. Ray stayed at that station. We all got our heads lopped off. And I'm going to take a moment to really praise Drew Hayes because he was fantastic. He really believed in us. And John, this is the only time in my entire career that I would stay after the show and sit in someone's office and just talk. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Well, Drew's clip is coming up next.
Oh, fantastic guy.
Yeah.
And he really did believe in us, and he went under the bus for us.
Yeah, and there were a lot of bad people.
He got run over.
For those of you who don't know, we started KFI 92. We had a contract dispute with other executives owned KFI back then.
The people at KFI back then, David G. Hall and Howard Neal, were wonderful.
Yeah, but Cox had a real rotten bastard. And
he was mad we were syndicated. Very mad. Bitter.
Yeah.
Looking for a way to undercut it and kill it.
He never wanted us hired. That's the secret.
That's true, too, even before that.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, we had a contract dispute. We left for about a year, year and a half to KABC. And then we came back to KFI in 2001 and have been here ever since. But that
David G. Hall brought us back. I want to also mention him. Fantastic.
Well, David's going to be a special guest later as well.
And
he brought me back here. So he brought me from KABC.
And you were texting me, get me out of here.
Yeah, get me the F out of here. Because I didn't know what I was going to do because they had me working this morning show that I don't know what the hell it was. And I don't know what they wanted me to do. And even to this day, I won't work with another show because I couldn't.
No,
I couldn't.
No.
I can't write you guys questions to read on the air. I can't figure out, you know, what you guys are going to talk to the guests about. I give you what you want, and I get away from you guys.
Yeah.
Give you what you want, set you guys up, and get the hell out of the way. And that's worked for us, right?
Yeah.
I remember one of the first times that you came in the studio at that station, and you put the pile on the table. It was like five sheets. I said, what the hell is this? We want more. We need more. And ever since then, obviously, you've produced a lot of material. But I think you thought that we were, I don't know, really just going to riff it, be like ad-libbers. And so you gave us very few stories. And I'm like, well, yeah, we like to pick from things.
That's a good start.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell to do with you guys. Because, you know, that radio station at the time had a bunch of old white guys. And they, you know, and they were just, that was what it was.
That was old-fashioned, old-school talk radio.
It was, open monologue and take calls. And that's what talk radio used to be. And
we had a series of producers when we were at KFI the first time. And the last one, I'm not going to mention their name.
Well, he sent a nice message on Facebook.
So. Oh, well, it was just a refreshing change to see Ray, who was just so laid back and cool and just never really, you know, very hard to shake. And that's what we needed.
But, you know, really, all truth be told, I'm a shark. I'm a liar, thief, and a cheat, man.
Yes.
When it comes to getting stuff for the show, I will.
Oh, yeah. We don't ask.
And you don't want to. Yeah.
No.
No. You guys we learned that long ago. That's right.
No, I had a policy of don't ask, don't tell.
Hey, but.
Oh, how many callers, or rather guests, got ambushed and were very bitter?
Yeah. I love it. Every time
they call Ray back cursing at him.
Your producer said, I dare you. I dare you. Why are you lying to me about, you know, I didn't really lie to you.
Your fault for believing him.
You know, whatever. You know, I don't care. Who cares? I always figured if a politician didn't want to talk, he wouldn't. But if he didn't, that'd be even worse. Because you guys would carry on and beat him up until he talked, or he didn't. And he looked like a fool either way. So, and remember, Ken, that one time we went to Washington, D.C. for that illegal alien thing.
Yes.
And then we went
hold their feet to the fire.
We went in the offices and these politicians, and it was so quiet. And we figured, you know, if we got our mob to call them and ambush these poor, you know, wieners who are answering the phones, it's going to these people are going to be brought to tears. And sure enough, we did.
We went back and that was our plan and it worked. Right.
Yeah.
They buckled.
Well, maybe you'll remember this story. We sicked the audience on some legislative aides up in Sacramento. Early 2000s. I don't remember what the issue is, but didn't one of them call you and he was crying on the phone?
His name was Brandon Gasecki.
That's it. Yes.
I'll never forget that loon.
he was sobbing, asking you to call off the dogs.
And it was great because in the Sacramento Bee, during the heads on a stick, it shows someone took a picture of these politicians with their laptop on our homepage with heads on sticks. And they were all afraid that they were going to end up on our website.
Remember the idiot Abel Maldonado?
Yeah,
he got really worked up over that campaign.
I think he was
making deals to raise taxes.
I think he was in the photo, and that was him looking at his head on a stick.
That's right. That was the photo of that. That was just fantastic.
Well, it's been fun, Ken. Thank you for everything.
Yeah, Ray, you're the best. No producer usually lasts this long, but you did.
I got nowhere else to go. I got nowhere else to go.
I mean, you carry on with John, that means. I don't know.
What am I going to screen calls and you know, set up?
You've had offers over the years. You didn't go.
I've had offers, but you know, I've had offers, but I really didn't want to. I didn't want to leave you guys because you guys, I get you and you get me.
Well, I had to hang on to you because you were our diversity.
That's right. Very important. And I worked that as much as I could.
He did. Yes, he did.
Yeah. And I catch a lot of crap, too, right? I've been thrown out at birthday parties. I've been asked to leave places. And, he works for John and Ken. John and Ken, blah, 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 blah.
Couldn't ask for anybody better to be our producer because the personality and obviously all the work you did behind the scenes, which we just mentioned, we don't ask questions about, but you were just the perfect personality to work with John and Ken.
Yeah, so many stories. Good times.
Yeah.
Ray, thank you.
All right. That's a long time producer, Ray Lopez. And you may have heard the name a few times. He doesn't come on the air a lot. And sometimes it makes me nervous because sometimes he just blurts things out that are like,
it makes me nervous too.
Yeah,
exactly. Everybody's nervous.
Get that dump button ready.
We're all shaking. We got through it. John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Ken's last day today, and you could hear it on the podcast later, John and Ken on Demand. Well, since we just had Ray Lopez on and we talked about meeting up with him during our time at KBC for about a year and a half in 1999. This is a good time to play a man we were discussing, Drew Hayes, the program director. If you're just joining us, the quick story is we had a contract dispute with this jackass executive from Cox Radio, which owned KFI at the time. And so we left. And
we were not fired. No, as they tried to tell some of our listeners.
They gave us.
Still get emails from people.
No.
Well, all right, we're with you guys since you got fired from KFI. We did not.
They gave us a contract, or at least this guy did. One day I'm writing a book. after this guy's dead. And he gave us an insulting contract, and so we left. And Drew was wonderful to work with, but.
And they made a nice offer. Yeah. And,
but outside Drew was. Outside of Drew and Ray, there was nobody else there that was wonderful to work with.
Well, that's the problem. And the chief executive there didn't understand our show.
No.
So that was our demise about a year and a half later.
That's another great chapter in the book. But anyway, the program director was a great guy, is a great guy, still a good friend. Here's Drew Hayes.
Hey, Ken, it's me, Drew Hayes. Congratulations on your retirement. I am honored to have worked with you, however briefly, and hopefully I helped pad the retirement account a little bit. You guys are definitely Hall of Famers on the air, and really, they should do a Harvard Business School course on how you and John managed management over the years. Enjoy your leisure time, and maybe drop a call to John on the moist light occasionally. Have fun. All the best.
All right. And again, he was the program director at that station at the time. And also responsible for giving us Ray, as we just found out, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But stuck by us because it got rocky there. Obviously, it did. They didn't understand what we did. We had some protesters, Mark Ridley Thomas's group. Remember that?
That's why I'm so happy to see Ridley Thomas going to prison.
Yes. I know you brought that up a couple of months ago. What happened with that? Oh, he delayed that, right?
He delayed that, yeah.
Until his appeals are done? Oh, my God. I could be dead before then.
I still may show up in person the day he's let off in handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit.
Right, but eventually they told Drew they got to go or you're going, and he left.
Yeah.
He got fired first.
How many guys would do that? How many guys would say, well, I'm not firing him. You can fire me.
Very few.
Yeah.
In this business, Very few. Most of people are yes men. Oh, yeah, right. Sure, whatever you want. Including his replacement, but I won't get into that.
Boy, we could easily go down a dark road.
It would be there's wild. No names on the dark side. Only the bright side today. And as I said, I enjoyed so much of being in his office after the show and just talking. He kept you at ease, and he didn't sit there and try to critique the show in detail. There are too many program directors who do that. Come into my office. We're going to go over everything that you said today on the air in detail and try to figure out what's working, what's not. Get out of here. And David G. Hall is another one that did not do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. So. No. So, he'll be on next hour. We got a clip from him.
Okay. He doesn't say much, so we'll have to see what that's about.
Oh, and our current program director is coming on.
Oh,
Robin
yes,
Bertolucci. Current. It's been for over 20 years with her. So she'll be coming on in about a half hour.
One other thing I'll miss is the punching bag, at least doing it on the air, the El Segundo Times.
Yes.
And I'm bringing them up right now because I just got an email from them. I am a digital subscriber. I don't know if I'm going to keep that up or not. But
they sent you a farewell message?
No. They're down to selling candles. No, I'm not kidding you. LA Times Plants and PF Candle Company want you to know that you can get for a limited time a limited edition trio of soy candles, John, inspired by California's native plants. I'm not kidding. I don't make this up.
It sounds like
they're down to selling candles.
It's a Deborah gift.
It is.
You can eat them.
She likes soy, right?
Yeah.
I love soy candles.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Yeah. They're less toxic. Let's
see. Yeah, one of them's Cowboy Cologne soy candle. Another one's Jeffrey Pine soy candle. And the other one's California Black Walnut soy candle. And I guess all three of those are actual native California plants.
Cowboy Cologne?
I guess it is, yeah. Right. What? This is their line of soy plants based on California plants and cowboy cologne.
Essence of sweaty cowboy?
I don't know. Jeffrey Pine is a plant, and so is California Black Walnut. So
Jeffrey Pine. it's from a guy named Jeffrey Pine.
I mean, when we got here, I knew this outfit was bad news, but wow. It took a turn in the last 8 years that I still can't even imagine. So ridiculously woke.
I know.
And we were going to do that one day. We were going to just read their headlines on any given afternoon because they're all just so ridiculously inside bubble woke.
It's a parody of itself now.
It is.
It's like a version of The Onion, except it's real. They really write these stories and cover these issues.
And they are way behind the other major newspapers around the world when it comes to digital subscribers and whatever measure you want to give to this.
Yeah, what is, I think like the New York Times is at about 10 million. And the LA Times is a 500,000. New York Times has 20 times the paid subscribers.
Wow.
And they used to be considered a major national newspaper up there with the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal. And
I knew them even on the East Coast. I knew them. And when I got here, I was like, I'm going to buy that every day. And I mean, we still use it now for material, but mostly just as a punching bag.
Comedy material.
Yeah, comedy material. I mean, they have classic columnists. Too many to name.
It went from hard news material to clown.
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And when we come back, we got two things. We're going to talk to the winner of the contest.
Oh, that's right, the co-host with you.
And we also, because we got
my possible replacement.
Yes, and also we are going to play clips from the early 2000s on the John and Ken show, including the long stream of celebrity trials and scandals. And that'll be next. So you definitely must hang in through the news. Or you got to listen to the news anyway. It's the John Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Champo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Still to come very soon, we're going to play some more highlight clips here on Ken's final day on the John and Ken Show. We've got clips from the early 2000s, all the celebrity scandals and trials. But first,
we do have a special guest who is the person that bid the highest to co-host an hour with John Cobalt on KFI for the Pastathon.
He's a real guy. His name is Jeffrey Briggs.
Just your luck, he's a lawyer.
I know, with Briggs Law.
And you know what's even better?
What?
A lot of stuff on copyrights and trade secrets is his expertise.
Is that right?
I just looked at his website.
I'm trying to think if I'm vulnerable or not. Workplace harassment, though, wouldn't be a specialty, I hope. Jeffrey, you there?
Yeah, and I go by Jeff. Thanks, guys.
You spent $6,250 just to spend an hour with me.
Yeah. Are you call me crazy?
I was going to say, you pleading insanity?
No, listen, man, I've been a longtime fan, and I really respect what Chef Bruno is doing with Katarina's Club, so I wanted to contribute. And I lost my parents during the last year and lost a lot of time with them due to all the COVID stuff that we had to put up with. They were big fans of your show in retirement. Oh. They listened to you guys all the time. And I thought it might be a fitting tribute to make a contribution to Katarina's Club, and then also to get on the radio with you or with their favorite host. Conway wasn't available though, so I just
Good, you're going to fit right in. Well, you're good. You got good, strong voice. You sound quite intelligent. You must be. And
well, I don't know about the latter.
that's right.
I'm worried I'm sounding a little nervous because I'm still so verklempt over Taylor Swift being named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. I can't believe the LA Times didn't beat him to that.
Yeah, I know. That was kind of funny.
Crazy.
Well, listen, you sound like a great candidate, and you know, you can bring your own material when we pick out the date, and we can talk about whatever you want for an hour.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm really honored to be on today just briefly to be able to wish Ken the very best. I've been listening. Weren't you on the radio? Weren't you on in the mornings for a while?
Yes, we were for about a year and a half.
Yeah, another station.
I've been listening to you since then and since all the time changes, and I'm a big fan, and I'll miss Ken, but I'm appreciative for the opportunity to sit in his chair for an hour.
All right. Well, he hasn't sat in this chair for about 3.5 years.
No, I have.
That's right.
That's right.
Chair's been usually empty. Well, listen, Jeff, it's good talking with you. I think we're going to have a great time.
I look forward to it. Thanks very much for the chance. And like I said, I'm really proud to support Katarina's Kids.
All right. Jeff Briggs, attorney at law. And he
sounds like he won't give you too much trouble.
No. He paid $6,250 for Bruno's Katarina's Club just to be co-host of the show for an hour.
I know. Is something Ray dreamed up as the thing, the bid?
Yeah, you know, that's better than spending, you know, 4 hours at Dodger Stadium, actually. It's
one hour. Well, you like to go to baseball games.
I'm kidding.
Oh, sick.
Well, let's play some more clips here because we're quickly going to run out of time. Most of this no one even remembers anymore. It starts off with Robert Blake's house.
Oh, that's right.
The Robert Blake murder of his wife. Then
that's right.
You'll hear stuff about
Bonnie.
Cardinal Mahoney and the Archdiocese scandal, all those naughty priests.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Condit, when we were up in Condit's office. Judge Klein, remember the judge that we helped
get recalled? This is all like the first year or two after we came back to KFI in the early 2000s.
I know. We always got really lucky.
I know. That was an incredible streak, 01 to 02 to 03.
Klein had pornography on his screen, right? On his computer screen?
I think that's what did. I don't remember.
Yeah, he was being recalled for something terrible. David West.
No, he wasn't being recalled. He was up for a vote, and we made sure they didn't vote for him.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Remember, judges don't get challenged.
Yes, we had a write-in candidate beat him out.
That's what happened.
Okay. The David Westerfield trial. Remember, he killed that little girl. Then you'll hear us shouting at up at Gray Davis's office on
Scott, is this the electricity crisis or Scott, is this something else?
Some bill we were trying to get him to.
All right.
Scott Peterson on the driveway handing out broccoli to the Westerfield jurors who we thought were vegetables. The judge in that case getting angry with us. The Trevor Law Group, which was this scam law firm. And you'll hear me almost get into a fist fight with an assemblyman, Lou Correa, over it. And then finally, we end with the former sheriff, Lee Baca, and his body parts. So play this montage.
The Matahari Ranch. It's the home of Robert Blake, apparently now the prime suspect.
What a piece of garbage house he's got.
And the death of his wife. You said one neighbor came out the other day and...
one of the guys running the satellite truck for some network was taking a leak on our lawn.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we had gotten a hold of internal memos of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles of the 8 priests involved.
Uh-oh. Well, we know. It's not 6 to 12. It's 8.
It's 8. You've heard it here. Anybody like to talk?
Yeah, that's likely.
Any of you women sleep with Gary Condit?
Oh, he's going to get thrown out.
You're going to call the authorities. Hey, do you girls here work here? You think he killed her?
Continuing coverage of the unbelievable
hijacking and crashes today that has cost probably thousands of lives.
Klein, resign.
All right.
Let's try some Christmas carols now.
Hey, Westerfield, did you kill Danielle?
I love the way the crowd groaned when you asked that.
Like it wasn't on your mind, too.
Governor Davis, veto the bill, open the window, and drop it down here.
That's right, we'll take it from you.
We'll take it from you.
Hey, Scott, you're not fooling anybody with your phony story.
He's right behind the fence. I can see him there. We also brought broccoli along with us to hand out.
Does everybody have broccoli here in the audience? Everybody?
Jurors who just don't get it.
You don't have broccoli, sir.
Idiots from L.A. talk stations acting like teenagers in front of this building.
Business owners are being screwed by the legalized extortion, the legal shakedown tactics of the Charitable Law Group.
Coming down on the small businessmen, and we're here to help out those guys.
What's the law, Lou?
I'm going to go home now.
I want a law that stops the lawsuits. Get off me, Doc.
John is trying to get to Lou, and Lou is trying to get to John.
You could have written the law by now, Lou.
There, here comes the police.
Baca ought to have the gonads to say, hey, it's Joe Davis who's cutting off our money.
He's online, Seth.
Who?
If you wonder whether or not I've got gonads, why don't you invite me down to the office there, and I'll come there and show you what I've got.
I forgot we called him Joe Davis, right? Gray Davis's real name was Joe.
Yeah, and then he became Gumby.
Turned him into Gumby. And, of course, the dear sweet former sheriff of L.A. County, Lee Baca, there at the end.
I think
apparently has dementia.
I think that was the start of dementia, when an old man wants to show you his gonads. That's the time to take him away. Is he still alive?
As far as I know,
yeah,
right. And he got out of federal prison because of that whole story that got him
because
caught up.
You can't slander or defame dead people. I always keep that in mind.
I know. So you have to ferret out, right, who's what. And that happened to me again today. I looked somebody up that I thought was dead, and I was trying to make sure. Well, there you go. That's another period there. And a lot of that is the early 2000s.
Right.
Sounded like, right. All right, we got more coming up. Oh, it's my current boss. I understand it's coming on, right?
Robin Bertolucci, who has endured 22 years of us.
That would be the longest run of any program director that we've been under.
Uninterrupted 22 years.
Yes. All right, John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
John and Ken Show. John Cobelt and Ken Champo, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Ken's final day, and we have a lot of taped guests. Calling walk-in guests, a lot of old clips that we've been playing. And now we have a woman who did something terrible in a previous life and got sentenced to a minimum of 22 years as program director for our show and Bill Handel's show. And we've got Robin Bertolucci on the line. I don't know what you did, Robin, but...
That's a great intro.
That is a heck of a sentence.
I've been going back through past life therapy to try and figure out what it was, and I'm still not sure.
How did you deserve this?
I don't know. Oh, my God, Ken, I can't believe you're leaving. I'm so bummed, and I thank you so much for being such a huge part of this station and just the heart and soul of KFI. You are going to be incredibly missed, and well, I have loved working with you.
A lot of people are asking me, how are you going to deal with John alone?
I'm going to be calling you to get some guidance on that, some advice.
Because you would tell me sometimes, oh, I like you there because, you know, you challenge him, you get in there. What's going to happen now?
Yeah. God knows.
I'm going to be unchallenged.
He'll be unhinged. You have, like, as a talk show host, you have such a unique ability to both be in the moment as a host and also think like a producer, what is best for the moment. And I think that more than anything about you really impressed me, that you're always just making the right moment happen on the air. And I love that about you.
Well, thank you very much. And I appreciate all your support over the years. There's been some troubling times and you were there behind us.
Well, glad to be. I do have a question, though. You know, I heard you talking about, you know, going in Drew Hayes's office after the show and hanging out, and I don't remember you ever doing that in my office.
No, you had people in there I didn't want to sit with.
Oh, okay.
Just
so got to
be
me.
Honest. Wasn't you. No, but you always had some company, and you know. I wasn't part of that clique.
That may be true.
It wasn't right, you. Well, I enjoyed talking with you.
No, really, let's keep this going.
Exactly.
Yeah, John lives for uncomfortable moments.
Oh, well, he does. He loves them. The cringier, the better.
Chaos. Yes, like, that's what I wake up for.
All right, but Robin. Yeah, really, really appreciates you. And yeah, you've had a long tenure here at KFI. When are you going to retire?
Oh, you know, if this doesn't go well with this John thing, you know, could be in a couple of weeks, you know, I'll let you know.
That's right. We start all over again on Tuesday.
So I should have our listeners pitch their ideas for the co-host to you?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I love that. Sure. You know, I was at a Conway event for his birthday at Morongo, and he picks up the mic and he goes, "Hey, by the way, Robin loves hearing new show ideas. And, you know, don't go quickly. Like, don't gloss over it. Give her all the particulars, like a real in-depth pitch."
Exactly.
A lot of detail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do love that. That would be fantastic. Thank you.
All right, Robin. Thank you.
Really appreciate
Thanks
you. Thank
everything.
You for calling in.
Oh, my pleasure. Good all luck. Right. We'll all miss right. you.
That's the current program director of KFI, Robin Bertolucci. That reminded me of, like, when we do our remotes, right? And there'd always be someone that comes there with a missive. They come there with their manifesto, and we just shove them over to Ray. Remember that?
Oh, so, my God. Two things stand out in my mind, being accosted by listeners. One guy came up, and he had this thick, it was a several hundred pages, single-spaced, typed on a typewriter, and it was his plan to abolish and replace the Federal Reserve.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Should have spent a year on that.
It was thick and heavy like an encyclopedia.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I will tell you that when you know, they would come to you and you'd send them over to me.
Oh, I sent them to you, yeah.
Yeah, they'd smell the same. They look the same. And they all had a round gut.
There was a guy at the Pastathon last week, even. I hadn't appeared in public in years, and there's somebody right away. He goes, "Oh, I had this. I've been waiting. I got this to talk to you about."
Yeah,
holding something in the air, but I just kept moving.
Yeah, yeah. He had some claptrap about, I forget what it was. It was,
oh, he did corner you, huh?
Yeah, he did for a little while, and I pretended to be interested. And I just, you know, thanked him. And
you heard this. You come up to us in any future appearances. Ray is only pretending to be interested. So don't think he's actually listening. There's a
he
guy.
He is really good, though, at not letting you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no money in it for me.
No,
there's
I know.
There's no money in it for me.
He's always looking for the money.
Yeah, why do I care?
You know how many times over the years, John, he's yelled out, "I should get a cut of that." Because we did something on the air and the person benefited somehow financially. I need a cut of that.
I told him. I always say, come on. I always say, yeah, you deserve money. There was one other guy who came up to me, and this was at... Oh, I did an appearance for Dr. Cunning. He'd have seminars on a Saturday morning at a hotel, you know, and 100 KFI listeners would show up to hear what Dr. Cunning could do for their rotted teeth, right?
Yeah.
And so I would stand up and talk about Dr. Cunning's business. And then I went into the lobby of the hotel to go home, and a guy cornered me. And they had these bar tables, right, those high-standing bar tables. And he goes, "I just want to show you something." And he had another one, had a huge book, like an architect's book. And he opened it up. And he goes, "I want to explain to you why they screwed up this interchange." He was a highway engineer, like a civil engineer.
Oh, no.
Yes. And he had all these blueprints, these complex drawings of the original layout for a freeway interchange that he thought was improperly designed. And he started explaining it to me. And I'm looking around. And because this isn't an on-air event, there was no Ray. There was no nobody.
Oh, exits are limited.
That's right.
Ken, what do we call that? The 10-second rule.
Yeah, that's the 10-second rule. If you can't explain your issue in 10 seconds or less, you're not going to get on the air.
That's right. Trap door is pulled. All right, we got a lot next hour. We're going to
1 hour left.
1 hour left. We are going to hear from David Hall.
Am I changing my mind?
The guy who hired us.
If
twice.
Every show was like this, I think I'd stay.
Yeah, well, sure. If it was 3 hours of just people adoring you. Then we have a clip of from a couple other people, and I think we're going to hear from Deborah and Eric as well. And we have our final...
Who are they?
Our final montage from the mid-2000s.
The mid-2000s. Oh, goody. Something newer?
Yes.
I feel like we haven't done a show the last 10 years. Everything's coming from the 90s and the early 2000s.
Oh, do you really want to hear clips of Trump and COVID and homeless people and crime?
These are important things we covered. Why not?
I know. But this stuff, more celebrities and... I'll tell you this. Real audio, twice this happened, of Ken asking Jesse Jackson questions that Jesse refused to answer. Oh, yeah. Happened
you're
twice.
Like, you always liked that one.
Yeah. I always, that was a great moment.
And I found him in the crowd that night.
But two different circumstances, and or maybe one was on the phone, I think. Anyway, we're going to come back.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.